It's good to see you all again. Today I focus on Psalm 23. Sometimes we don't slow down to see who it is we are calling our shepherd. We will review who our Lord is and how He shepherds us through our life all the way to life with Him forever. Let us begin with the first hymn.
Enliven our faith, and graciously receive our prayer and praise, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Hallelujah. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Hallelujah.
Say to God, how awesome are your deeds. So great is your power that your enemies come praising you.
Come and see what God has done. He is awesome in His deeds for the children of man.
Bless our God, O peoples. Let the sound of His praise be heard.
Who has kept our soul among the living, and has not let our feet slip.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Shout for joy to God, all the earth. Hallelujah. Sing the glory of His name. Give to Him glorious praise. Hallelujah.
God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, does not not become weary or tired. His understanding is inscrutable. He gives strength to the weary, and to him who lacks might, he increases power. Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The epistle is from 1 Peter chapter 2. Beloved, I urge you as aliens and strangers to abstain from fleshly lusts which wage war against the soul. Keep your behavior excellent among the Gentiles, so that in the thing in which they slander you as evildoers, they may, because of your good deeds, as they observe them, glorify God in the day of visitation. Submit yourself, for the Lord's sake, to every human institution, whether to a king as the one in authority, or to the governors as sent by him for the punishment of evildoers, and the praise of those who do right. For such is the will of God, that by doing right you may silence the ignorance of foolish men. Act as free men, and do not use your freedom as covering for evil, but use it as bond slaves of God. Honor all people, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. Servants, be submissive to your masters with all respect, not only to those who are good and gentle, but to those who are unreasonable. For this finds favor, if for the sake of conscience toward God a person bears up under sorrows when suffering unjustly. For what credit is there if, when you sin and are harshly treated, you endure with patience? But if, when you do what is right and suffer for it, you patiently endure it, this finds favor with God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Substance of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our
like for you to take your hymnal and turn to Psalm 23 in the front part, as we will read together this beloved portion of Scripture. Psalm 23. It's in the, don't have page numbers, but that's in the book.
Consider when we refer to all our belongings as
mind. Our personal possessions do not belong to us. They belong to Yahweh, the eternally present Lord God. So Yahweh is creator, he's maker, he's sustainer of all things. He is also unchangeable, all-powerful, all-knowing. He's present everywhere. He is holy, that is, without sin and hating sin. He is just, that is, fair and impartial. He is faithful. He keeps his promises. He is good, that is, kind. He desires our welfare. He's full of pity. He's gracious, that is, he shows mercy and kindness. He is forgiving. Our God is love. Yahweh is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Furthermore, David reveals to us in this psalm that this Yahweh, this eternally present Lord God, is our shepherd. Yahweh is the one who feeds us and gives us water. Yahweh is the one who guides us. Yahweh is the one who protects us and fights for us. Yahweh is our shepherd. No wonder we shall not want. Yahweh has everything. He is able to do whatever he wants, whenever he wants. Yahweh is what he is for our good. Now, dear friends, think about your wants. Think about your needs, your trials. Think about the challenges that you face. Think about your life. Repeat after me. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Question. Why then do we not always live like we really believe this truth? This psalm is so pretty for the ears. It's so poetic. But sometimes we don't stop to meditate on this truth. We might say, well, I know who the Lord is. He's Yahweh. I know his attributes, his characteristics. I believe it. Then why do I get moody at times? Why do I worry or get angry or stressed out or a whole host of other sins that betray a lack of trust in Yahweh, my shepherd? Why do I? Why do each of you? The Lord is our shepherd. Then why don't we act like he is? If we have a need, doesn't our Lord own all things? Doesn't he love us? Isn't he kind and benevolent? Isn't he all-powerful, all-knowing, and faithful to all his promises? What need do we have that Yahweh is not able to meet? Repeat after me, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
What tremendous statement of faith and trust in Yahweh this is. I have no wants because the Lord is my God. The Lord, as my shepherd, tends and protects and guides and leads. He feeds me. He searches for me when I am lost and wandering. The Lord is my shepherd. A shepherd who is good at his job always thinks about his flock. He always acts on their behalf. So our Lord provides for our needs to sustain our lives. He has also provided for our souls. God's word is the food and drink we as believers need. The truths of the gospel of Jesus Christ give and sustain spiritual life. When many disciples left at one point in John 6 and they no longer followed Jesus because they just couldn't understand what he was teaching. Remember what he did? At the end of that chapter, he turned to the 12 and he says, "You don't want to leave too, do you?" Remember Peter's response? Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Jesus is the good shepherd who laid down his life for his sheep. He laid down his life for you and for me. When sin, death, and the devil would have destroyed us, Jesus the Christ, Yahweh in the flesh, lived a holy life to fulfill for all of us the holy, righteous requirements to be in God's presence. Jesus, Yahweh in the flesh, then took all sin on his holy body on the cross. When I say that, I think of what Hebrews says, scorning the shame. Jesus, Yahweh in the flesh, endured God's wrath and punishment. He died in bitter agony. He said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I lay down my life that I might take it up again. No one takes my life from me. I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This charge I have received from my Father. Jesus laid down his life to take away our sins and to bring to us full forgiveness. Don't let Satan nor your flesh tell you otherwise. Jesus took up his life again to give us victory over death, victory over Satan. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. He also sends Yahweh the Spirit to create and sustain faith in Jesus, our Savior. David writes, he restores my soul. He leads me in paths of righteousness for his name's sake. When we wander from the Lord and wander from the Lord's pathways, our shepherd seeks to restore us again. Think of the story of King David. Remember that episode that many months, maybe as much as a year, when David had sinned with Bathsheba. And then God sent Nathan the prophet, who confronted him with his sins after that affair. Listen as David writes in Psalm 32. Perhaps we can identify with how David describes his life during those months of waywardness. He suffered much anguish because of his sin, and he writes, "When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night, your hand, God's hand, was heavy upon me. My strength was dried up as by the heat of summer. Then the Lord sent his prophet Nathan to say, 'You are the man.'" The Lord's word of law worked repentance in David. How the Lord restored David. Nathan said to him, "The Lord has taken away your sin." The Lord restored to David the joy of his salvation. The Lord gave him a clean heart, gave him a right spirit. And so acknowledgement of and confession of our sins restores our souls as well. This is why we begin our worship service with confession of sins, with absolution or announcement of forgiveness. So, dear friends, don't just quickly read through this confession. It's so familiar. That's the temptation. But think about your sins, how you've displeased God. How you have gone your own way instead of going down God's paths of righteousness. How you failed to do what your good shepherd requires of you or asks of you. If a sin of yours really bothers you, go talk to your pastor. Sometimes private confession isn't really thought very highly of, but it's a valuable asset and a beautiful thing to do. I've had this, people coming to me, they're bothered by their sin, They confess their sins, and I announce forgiveness. It's like a weight that comes off the back. This is God's way to restore our souls. Then listen to the words of absolution with a believing heart. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by His authority, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God in Christ has secured your forgiveness. Live your life in the peace Jesus gives to you. Don't live for yourself. Live for the one who died for you and was raised again. So, dear friends, once again, repeat after me. The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
The Lord provides for our physical well-being. The Lord provides for our spiritual life, forgiveness and peace and fellowship with the Lord. And on and on and on the Lord's blessings go. The Lord Yahweh also stays with us wherever life leads us. He writes, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. One of the more difficult truths of God to understand has to do with life's valleys. Sometimes God leads us into dark valleys, into trials, suffering, want, affliction. What would you add to your list? Listen to what David writes about this. I will fear no evil. Trials and troubles do come, don't they? All these things are very real. They hurt. But with the Lord as our shepherd, they can do us no real harm. We can have this kind of confidence because we know that even then, when I have to walk through the dark valleys, my shepherd walks with me. My shepherd fills my mind with His promises. My shepherd fills my life with His presence. Think of David's life again. David had many dark valleys, didn't he? For many years, he was anointed to be king. And then what did he do? He ran for his life. For many years, from a king who hated him, who took the army with him, and finding him would have killed him. And after the episode with Bathsheba, violence never departed from David's family. And at one point, he even had to run from his own son, who would have killed him, taken over his kingdom. He had enemies of Israel all around, within the kingdom and outside the kingdom. On whom did David rely to get him through each battle? The Lord, Yahweh. David trusted that the Lord was his shepherd. He didn't have a want or a need because the Lord was present for him. Sure, if you look through the Psalms, you will see David's honest. You can be honest with the Lord. David said, how long, O Lord? Will you forgive me forever? We feel that way, don't we? Friends, when you go through your valleys, remember this song. Remember your Lord's promises. Stand on your shepherd's word and recall who your Lord is. And then say with firm trust, once again, the Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
Cast your burden upon the Lord your shepherd. He will sustain you. That's one of His promises. Do not fear any evil, for your shepherd is with you. A shepherd had a rod and a staff. The shepherd rod he would use to defend the sheep, and his staff he would use to guide and direct the sheep away from what could lead the sheep astray. The bottom line for us is this. God protects and sustains His believers, His flock, as we travel on the path of life, and especially as we go through dark valleys. two verses describe what follows the dark valley. A feast prepared by the Lord and shepherd of our souls himself, and being in his presence forever. The heavenly banquet feast of eternal life awaits all believers in Christ. As we walk through dark valleys, we are encouraged by what lies in store for us, what our good shepherd has waiting for us in heaven. At one point in his life, this is at the end of his life, Paul wrote to a young pastor, Timothy, 2 Timothy 4. Paul was in the Mamertine prison. He would only get out to be executed. And this is what he writes. Henceforth there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing. And Peter, at the end of his life, writes this, 2 Peter 3, according to his promise, we are waiting for new heavens and a new earth in which righteousness dwells. And at the end of his life, the Apostle John, the last of the 12, writes this, 1 John 3, beloved, we are God's children now, and what we will be has not yet appeared, but we know that when he appears, we shall be like him, because we will see him as he is. Just imagine that. That's what's waiting for us. Thanks be to Jesus. Psalm 23, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Look forward to receiving your crown. Look forward to seeing your shepherd as he is. Look forward to dwelling with your shepherd forever. The Lord is the shepherd of his people. As much as sheep need a shepherd to survive, so we need the Lord. The Lord provides for our wants and for our needs. The Lord provides for our souls. The Lord walks with us through our lives, even through the dark valleys. We long for and can hardly wait to dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Let all God's people now say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. May the peace of God which surpasses all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Grant your blessings to the leaders of our nation and church and state. And we pray special petitions in our hearts at this time. Lord, be with our leaders at all levels of government. Heal the sick. Assure the lonely of your presence. This we ask in the name of Jesus, our resurrected Lord and Shepherd. Amen. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give him thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, he has delivered us into a new life in him. Grant us to keep the feast with sincerity and truth, faithfully eating his body given into death and drinking his life's blood poured out for our salvation until we pass through death to the promised land of eternal life. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
On us, Lord, we pray.
God, our Heavenly Father, you have given us a foretaste of the feast to come in the Holy Supper of your Son's body and blood. Keep us firm in the true faith throughout our days of pilgrimage, that on the day of his coming, we may, together with all your saints, celebrate the marriage feast of the Lamb and his kingdom, which has no end. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with his favor and give you his peace. The Lord be with you.
Thank you.